Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 31, Understanding Srivas Thakur from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya, of whom Srivas Thakur is the foremost. I offer my respectful obeisances thousands of times unto the lotus feet of those devotees. Sri Nityananda Goswami is directly Haladhar, Lord Balaram himself, and Advaita Acharya is the personality of Godhead himself. These two captains, along with their soldiers, such as Srivas Thakur, travel everywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sri Advaita Acharya is a principal limb of Lord Chaitanya. Another limb of the Lord is Nityananda Prabhu. The devotees headed by Srivas are Lord Chaitanya's smaller limbs. They are like Lord Chaitanya's hands, face, and eyes, and his disc and other weapons. And with all of them, Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes, and with them, Lord Chaitanya spread his mission. Sri Nityananda, the wandering mendicant, is the foremost of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda became mad in the ecstasy of service to Lord Chaitanya. Srivas, Haridas, Ramdas, Gadadhara, Murari, Mukunda, Chandrasekara, and Vakreshwara are all glorious, and all of them are learned scholars. But the sentiment of servitude to Lord Chaitanya makes them mad in ecstasy. Thus, they dance, sing, and laugh just like madmen, and they instruct everyone, "Oh, just be loving servants of Lord Chaitanya." There are innumerable pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur, who are known as unalloyed devotees. While chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, one must chant the names Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas, along with their many devotees. This is the process. So let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srivas Thakur and all the other devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I fall down to offer them respect, and I worship their lotus feet. The two brothers, Srivas Pandit and Sri Ram Pandit, started two branches of the Lord Chaitanya tree that are well known throughout the world. And their two brothers were named Sripati and Sri Nidhi. These four brothers and their servants and maidservants are considered one big branch. There is no counting the sub-branches of these two branches. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held congregational chanting daily at the house of Srivas Pandit. These four brothers and their family members fully engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya, and they knew no other god or goddess. In the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, Srivas Pandit or Srivas Thakur is described as an incarnation of Narada Muni, and Sri Ram Pandit, his younger brother, is said to be an incarnation of Parvata Muni, who was a great friend of Narada Muni. Srivas Pandit's wife, Malini, is celebrated as an incarnation of the nurse Ambika, who fed Lord Krishna with her breast milk. Srivas Pandit's niece was Narayani, and she was the mother of Thakur Vrindavandas, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. Narayani was previously the sister of Ambika in Krishna Leela. We also understand from the description of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata that after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of the sannyas order, Srivas Pandit left Navadvip, possibly because of feelings of separation, and domiciled at Kumarahatta. By his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaura Hari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. Lord Chaitanya's rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. Acharya Ratna or Chandrasekhar and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to bathe in her waters. Their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and gave charity by mental strength. Chandrasekhara Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. The wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship baby Lord Chaitanya with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. Later thereafter, when Lord Chaitanya was in his youth, he went to Gaya, and there Lord Chaitanya met Srila Ishwara Puri. In Gaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwara Puri, and immediately afterwards, Lord Chaitanya started to exhibit signs of love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya again displayed such symptoms after returning home. And thereafter, Lord Chaitanya delivered love of Krishna to his mother, Sachi Devi, nullifying her offense at the feet of Advaita Acharya. Thus, there was a meeting with Advaita Acharya, who later had a vision of Lord Chaitanya's universal form. Srivas Thakur then worshipped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the process of Abhisheka. Sitting on a cot, Lord Chaitanya exhibited transcendental opulence. After this function at the house of Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu appeared, and when Nitai met with Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda got the opportunity to see Lord Chaitanya in his Shadbhuja, or six-armed form. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly led congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the house of Srivas Thakur every night for one full year. This ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. Thus, the non-believers almost burned to ashes and died out of envy. To retaliate, they planned various ways to give trouble to Srivas Thakur. One night, while kirtan was going on inside the house of Srivas Thakur, a brahmana named Gopala Chapala, the chief of the non-believers, who was talkative and very rough in his speech, placed all the paraphernalia for worshipping Goddess Durga outside Srivas Thakur's door. On the upper portion of a plantain leaf, he placed such paraphernalia for worship as odapula, turmeric, vermilion, red sandalwood, and rice. He also placed a pot of wine besides all of this, and in the morning when Srivas Thakur opened his door, he saw all this paraphernalia. This so-called brahmana, Gopal Chapala, wanted to defame Srivas Thakur by proving that Srivas was actually a Shakta or worshipper of Bhavani, the goddess Durga, but was externally posing himself as a Vaishnava. Srivas Thakur then called for all the respectable gentlemen of the neighborhood and smilingly addressed them as follows. Gentlemen, every night I worship the goddess Bhavani. Since the paraphernalia for the worship is present here, now all of you respectable brahmanas and members of the higher castes can understand my position. Oh, Srivas, what is this? What is this? Who has performed such mischievous activities? Who is that sinful man? And so they called for the Hadi, the sweeper, who threw all the items of worship far away and cleansed the place by mopping it with a mixture of water and cow dung. But after 3 days, leprosy attacked Gopal Chapala and blood oozed from sores all over his body. Incessantly covered with germs and insects, biting him all over his body, Gopal Chapala felt unbearable pain. His entire body burned in distress. Since leprosy is an infectious disease, Gopal Chapala left the village to sit down on the bank of the Ganges underneath the tree. One day, however, Gopal saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing by, and he spoke to Lord Chaitanya as follows. Oh, my dear nephew, I am your maternal uncle in our village relationship. Please see how greatly this attack of leprosy has afflicted me. As an incarnation of God, you are delivering so many fallen souls. I am also a greatly unhappy fallen soul. Oh, kindly deliver me by your mercy. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared greatly angry, and in that angry mood, Lord Chaitanya spoke some words chastising Gopal Chapala. Oh, sinful person, envious of pure devotees, I shall not deliver you. Rather, I shall have you bitten by these germs for many millions of years. You have made Srivas Thakur appear to have been worshipping the goddess Bhavani. And simply for this offense, you will have to fall down into hellish life for 10 million births. I have appeared in this incarnation just to kill the demons, the Pashandis, and after killing them, to preach the cult of devotional service. And after saying this, Lord Chaitanya left to take his bath in the Ganges, and that sinful man, Gopal Chapala, did not give up his life, but continued to suffer. When Sri Chaitanya, after accepting the renounced order of life, went to Jagannath Puri and then came back to the village of Kuliya. Upon his return, that sinful man Gopal Chapala again took shelter at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Being merciful to Gopal Chapala, Lord Chaitanya gave him instructions for his benefit. You have committed an offense at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur. So first, you must go there and beg for his mercy. Then, if he gives you his blessings and you do not commit such sins again, you will be freed from these reactions. So the Brahmana Gopal Chapala went to Srivas Thakur and took shelter of his lotus feet. And by the mercy of Srivas Thakur, he was freed from all sinful reactions. One day, Srivas Pandit was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father. And as is customary, Lord Chaitanya ordered Srivas Thakur to read the Brihat Sahasranam, the 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu, for Lord Chaitanya wanted to hear them at that time. And as he read the 1,000 names of the Lord, in due course the holy name of Lord Narasimha appeared. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the holy name of Lord Narasimha, Lord Chaitanya became fully absorbed in thought. In the mood of Narasimhadev, Lord Chaitanya ran through the city streets, club in hand, ready to kill all the atheists. Seeing Lord Chaitanya appearing very fierce in the ecstasy of Lord Narasimha, people ran from the street and fled here and there, afraid of his anger. Seeing the people so afraid, Lord Chaitanya came to his external senses and returned to the house of Srivas Thakur and threw away the club. Lord Chaitanya became morose and then said to Srivas Thakur, "My dear Srivas, when I attempted the mood of Narasimhadev, people were greatly afraid. Therefore I stopped, since causing fear among people is an offense." "No, my lord. Anyone who takes your holy name vanquishes 10 millions of offenses immediately. There was no offense in your appearing as Narasimhadev. Rather, any man who saw you in that mood was immediately liberated from the bondage of material existence." After saying this, Srivas Thakur worshipped Lord Chaitanya. Having been greatly satisfied, Lord Chaitanya returned to his own residence. One day the two brothers, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were dancing in the holy house of Srivas Thakur. At that time, a calamity took place. The son of Srivas Thakur died. And yet, Srivas Thakur was not at all sorry. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then caused the dead son to speak about transcendental knowledge, and then the two brothers, Gaur Nitai, personally became the sons of Srivas Thakur. This incident is described as follows by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. One night, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing with his devotees at the house of Srivas Thakur, one of Srivas Thakur's sons, who was suffering from some disease, died. Srivas Thakur was so patient, however, that he did not allow anyone to express sorrow by crying, for Srivas Thakur did not want the kirtan going on at his house to be disturbed. Thus, kirtan continued without a sound of lamentation. But when the kirtan was over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could understand the incident, then declared, "Oh, there must have been some calamity in this house." And when he was then informed about the death of Srivas Thakur's son, Lord Chaitanya expressed his regret by saying, "Oh, why was this news not given to me before?" Lord Chaitanya then went to the place where the son was lying dead and asked him, "My dear boy, why are you leaving the house of Srivas Thakur?" "My lord, I was living in this house as long as I was destined to live here. Now that the time is over, I am going elsewhere according to your direction. For I am your eternal servant. I am a dependent living being, so I must act only according to your desire. For beyond your desire, I cannot do anything. I have no such power." Hearing these words of the dead son, all the members of Srivas Thakur's family received transcendental knowledge, and thus there was no cause for lamentation. After the discourse between the dead boy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, funeral ceremonies were performed, and Lord Chaitanya assured Srivas Thakur, "So you have lost one son, but Nityananda Prabhu and I are your eternal sons. We shall never be able to give up your company." There was a tailor who was a meat eater, but was sewing garments for Srivas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya, being merciful to him, showed him his own form. And the Muslim tailor responded, "Oh, I have seen! I have seen!" And the Muslim tailor began dancing in ecstatic love as though mad. That Muslim tailor became a first-class Vaishnava. Another time, when Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy, he asked Srivas Thakur to deliver his flute. But Srivas Thakur replied, "Oh, your flute has been stolen away by the gopis." "Oh, Srivas, go on talking, go on talking." And thus, Srivas Thakur described the transcendental mellows of the pastimes of Sri Vrindavan. In the beginning, Srivas Thakur described the transcendental sweetness of Vrindavan's pastimes. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya felt great and increasing jubilation in his heart. And thereafter, Lord Chaitanya again and again asked Srivas, "Speak on, speak on." Thus, Srivas Thakur again and again described the pastimes of Vrindavan, vividly expanding them. Srivas Thakur extensively explained how the gopis were attracted to the forests of Vrindavan by the vibration of Krishna's flute, and how they wandered together in the forest. Srivas Pandit narrated all the pastimes enacted during the six changing seasons. Srivas described the drinking of honey, the celebration of the rasa dance, the swimming in the Yamuna, and other such incidents. When Lord Chaitanya, hearing with great pleasure, said, "Go on speaking, go on speaking," Srivas Thakur described the Rasalila dance, which is filled with transcendental mellows. And as Lord Chaitanya thus requested, and Srivas Thakur complied, the morning appeared, and Lord Chaitanya embraced Srivas Thakur and thus satisfied him. Thus ends all the excerpts from the Adi Lila. One day, all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur were chanting the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not liking this chanting of his transcendental qualities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised them as if he were angry. "What kind of chanting is this? Are you leaving aside the chanting of the holy name of the Lord?" Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised all the devotees, telling them not to show impudence and spoil the entire world by becoming independent. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was apparently in an angry mood and chastising his devotees, many thousands of people outside loudly cried in a tumultuous voice, "All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu! All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the son of Maharaj Nanda! O Lord, now you have appeared in order to deliver the whole world. We are very unhappy, and we have come a long distance just to see you. So please be merciful and show us your favor." When Lord Chaitanya heard the humble petition made by the people, his heart softened. Being very merciful, Lord Chaitanya immediately came out and gave audience to all of them. Raising his arms, Lord Chaitanya asked everyone to chant loudly the vibration of the holy name of Lord Hari. Immediately there arose a great stir, and the vibration, Hari, 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 which filled all directions. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, everyone became joyful out of love. Everyone accepted Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme, and they thus offered their prayers. While the people were offering their prayers unto Lord Chaitanya, Srivas Thakur sarcastically said to the Lord, "At home, you wanted to be covered. So, why have you exposed yourself outside? Who has taught these people? What are they saying? Now you can cover their mouths with your own hand. Ha! It is as if the sun after rising wanted to hide itself. We cannot understand such characteristics in your behavior. Oh, my dear Srinivas, please stop joking. You have all combined together to humiliate me in this way." And thus speaking, Lord Chaitanya entered his room after glancing auspiciously upon the people out of charity. In this way, the desires of the people were completely fulfilled. During the Ratha Yatra, with his hands on the shoulders of Hari Chandana, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. And while the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he also saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Hari Chandan touched Srivas with his hand, requesting him to step aside. But as he was absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. And after he was pushed again and again, Srivas became angry. He slapped Hari Chandan just to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Hari Chandan angry. As the angered Hari Chandan was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped Hari Chandan. "Oh, you are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. And as for myself, well, I am not so fortunate. So you should feel obliged to Srivas Thakur." Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodara, "Please speak of the ecstatic ornaments decorating the body of Srimati Radharani, by which Radha enchants the very mind of Sri Govinda." After hearing Swarup Damodar speak at length, Srivas Thakur then smiled and told Swarup Damodara, "My dear sir, please hear me. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is. As far as Vrindavana's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, and a few peacock feathers and the plant known as Gunja. When Lord Jagannath decided to see Vrindavan, he went there. And so upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. She wondered, why did Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan? So, to make him a laughingstock, the goddess of fortune made arrangements for much decoration. Then, the maidservants of the goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, 'So why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune? And for the sake of a few leaves, fruits, and flowers, Jagannath went to see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani, Oh, your master is so expert at everything. But why does he do such things? Now, bring your master here before the goddess of fortune. In this way, all the maidservants of the goddess of fortune arrested the servants of Jagannath, bound them around the waist, and brought them before the goddess of fortune. And when all the maidservants brought Lord Jagannath's servants before the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune, the Lord's servants were fined and forced to submit. All the maidservants began to beat the rough car with sticks, and they treated the servants of Lord Jagannath almost like thieves. Finally, all of Lord Jagannath's servants submitted to the goddess of fortune with folded hands, assuring her that they would bring Lord Jagannath before her the very next day. Being thus pacified, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment. "So, my dear Swarup Damodar, just see, my goddess of fortune is opulent beyond all description. Meanwhile, your gopis are engaged in boiling milk and churning yogurt, but my mistress, the goddess of fortune, sits on a throne made of jewels and gems." Srivas Thakur, who was enjoying the mood of Narada Muni, thus made jokes. Hearing him, all the personal servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began smiling. Lord Chaitanya then told Srivas Thakur, "My dear Srinivas, your nature is exactly like that of Narada Muni. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead's opulence is having a great influence upon you. Meanwhile, Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He does not even know what opulence is, for he is simply absorbed in pure devotional service." And there was another incident when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srivas Pandit and with his arm about his neck began to speak to Srivas in sweet words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Srinivas, "Perform congregational chanting daily and be assured that I shall also dance in your presence. You will be able to see this dancing, but not others." One day, Srivas Thakur extended an invitation to Lord Chaitanya. The Lord's favorite vegetables were cooked by Malini Devi, the wife of Srivas Thakur. She devotedly considered herself a maidservant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in affection, Malini was just like a mother. Now, please hear how Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Avirbhav, takes place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared in four places: in the household temple of Mother Shachi, in the places where Sri Nityananda Prabhu danced, in the house of Srivas Thakur during congregational chanting, and in the house of Raghava Pandit. Lord Chaitanya appears because of his attraction to the love of his devotees, for that is Lord Chaitanya's natural characteristic. Recorded March 29, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. You're one of God's beautiful children. Why can't we live life in peace? Everyone is simply looking for pleasure. That's the nature of soul. But we don't know where he's
hidden the treasure. We've forgotten to make him our goal. You're one of God's beautiful children. Why can't we live life in peace? You're one of God's beautiful children. Now all the killing must cease. We've developed quite a civilization, one that's gone to the dogs. Human life is meant for self-realization, not for eating and sleeping like hogs. You're one of God's beautiful children. Why can't we live life in peace? You're one of God's beautiful children. Now all the fighting must cease. If you waste your life in sense exploitation, at the end you will learn what was happiness is now aggravation. To Lord Krishna is where you should turn. You're one of God's beautiful children. Why can't we live life in peace? You're one of God's beautiful children. Now all the sinning must cease.